The executive secretary of the Ghana National Canoe Fishermen Council, Ni Abiochiri Kwanda, has condemned the continuous use of bad fishing practices such as light fishing, inappropriate fishing nets, and pair trawling, which have devastating effect on sustainable fisheries in the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana on recent disagreements between the fisheries minister and some fisherfolk in Accra on a task force to check light fishing, Ni Abiochiri Kwanda said if the nation really wants to protect its fish stock, then some measures must be put in place to achieve that aim.
For some 15 years, we've been talking about what to do to conserve our fish stocks. It became necessary that we should start thinking that way because, let's say, before the Second World War, the belief was held that fish stocks were inexhaustible. You could get fish anytime you wanted to have. But then after the Second World War, some researches were made, and it became clear that that belief was a fallacy, that there was a need to actually protect our fish stocks. So the FAO came out with a document entitled Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries. They then realized that if we wanted to actually conserve our fish stocks, manage them properly, then there are certain measures that we have to put in place to make sure that methods which are being applied in the harvest of fishes should be regulated. Ghana is not the only country which depends on fishing as a viable economic sector. We have other countries around us. We have Gambia, we have Cote d'Ivoire, we have Togo, Gabon, and other places. When you go to these places, you find that we have gone back several years. They obey the laws to the letter. The laws are really enforced. Inspection is carried out, even at the beaches, before the canoes set off on their expedition. And after the catch had been made, there were people there who would inspect the type of species you had caught. If you had gone against any of the laws, your canoe and everything would be seized and would be taken to court. So in these countries, fishing, particularly artisanal fishing, is still buoyant, is vibrant, profitable. And when you see a herring, you didn't believe that it's a herring.
Ni Abiochiri Kwanda, who is also the chief fisherman of the state, wondered why governments are unable to enforce the regulations governing the fishing industry.
Why is it that here in Ghana, Star of Africa, we cannot enforce these regulations? We do it haphazardly, spasmodically. You move one step today, next you go back tomorrow, two steps back tomorrow. The political will is not there to embolden our leaders to make sure that these regulations are enforced. That is what has caused this situation. We started talking about light fishing in Ghana about, I think, 2002. We have held several meetings, several seminars, several workshops, trying to let the people know how devastating these methods are. I'm talking about light fishing, pair trawling, use of undersized meshes, use of carbides and other chemicals, use of monofilament nets and all that. But our fishermen today have a different breed. Because in the past, even when these laws were not there, it was different in the industry. So light fishing, as a matter of fact, is killing the industry. Not only light fishing, talk about petroleum and the other. But the people who are engaged in light fishing is rather enormous. And we saw it coming, saw this situation come.